Hello. All right, what's going on? I think I got everything in order here. All right, cool. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. All right, let's get ready to rumble. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you joining me this evening. For those of you that don't know, my name is Will Johnson, and the website is uniteamericafirst.com, because the country's not united. You know, my whole thing was I wanted to unite the country, right? Because it is a divided nation right now. And my thing is unite America first before we decide to work on everybody else's problems around the world. We have to work on our own first. So with that said, thank you so much for joining me. Please do me a favor. And you blessed me last night so much by hitting that share button, by sharing the audio, the podcast. I'm live on the podcast right now. If for those of you that like, I don't have time to watch right now, you want to listen in, go over to my website real quick, uniteamericafirst.com, or just go to uaf.media. www.uaf.media. Scroll down to the bottom, click on Podbean, and you should be able to get there, and it should take you to where you can listen to the live feed. All right, thank you so much. And actually, maybe I think there's a way I can share the Podbean live feed too, but I have to look into that. Okay, let's go. I do have some stuff that, of course, I want to share with you. You know, we're getting closer and closer. It's getting closer and getting closer. And, you know, I see some stuff that's happening right now that shouldn't be happening. I'm not going to get into like complete details because, you know, they'll penalize me for telling you what I'm seeing happening because they don't want you to see it. You know, and I've told people before in the past, I said, look what they're doing. They're doing X, Y, Z. And people saying, well, they're not doing it. And then it come out, hey, they were doing it. But they've already shut that down, so you don't see it. But what you are seeing, what you can't deny, they can't even deny it, is that this whole stinking deal that they push onto us, the American people didn't want it, right? The American people didn't want it. It's just a select group, the elitists in the nation, they wanted to push this stuff onto us. And they're trying to make it look like Republicans and Republican states don't want to follow along with, you know, going the energy way, right? When the left created this energy crisis, you're probably going, what are you talking about, Will? Gavin Newsom, he's been running these ad campaigns against Ron DeSantis, the other side of the country, mind you. See, Gavin Newsom, he's so concentrating on other states that California is pretty much falling off into the ocean. Right. He's not even paying attention to what's happening in California. People are hurting there. He's sitting in his Eiffel Tower with a long sleeve fleece on, a jacket, whatever it is, long sleeve. He's not sweating. And he's telling everybody to change their thermostat to 78 degrees while he sits in the cool, refrigerated home. AC home. Right. He's telling everyone to shut it down. So, hey, everyone needs to shut down their energy or raise their, you know, thermostat to 78 so I can have mine at 67. That's what he's telling everybody. That's essentially what he's telling everybody. You can't tell me that he's sitting there with a long sleeve jacket on and telling everybody that they need to turn up their thermostat. Come on. And you have people leaving California at a great deal. Listen to this. This is what Ron DeSantis, and he's talking about Gruesome Newsom, because Gruesome Newsom is trying to convince everybody, hey, move to California, because we have freedoms and we can do better. But I love the way Ron DeSantis describes this. Listen.
You know, you hear all this stuff. I mean, I hear a lot of people chirping about Florida from like California. They're so worried about Florida. They can't even keep the power on in California. I mean, are you kidding me? Someone told me that they will be able, once all the people that want to move to Florida move out of there, then maybe they'll have adequate power. But I mean, it's just ridiculous. And so, you know, we've been able to do that. Part of it, though, is just, you know, we stood for people's rights. We stood for people's freedoms. And obviously, the state has done very well. We have more people employed in Florida than we did prior to COVID.
Exactly. There's more people. Why is that? Because more people left New York. More people left California. They left to where America was open. They left and went to some place where they knew, that they could get work. They could get a job. Right. But then you have Pete Buttigieg. He goes on a talk show and literally tells people, if you want to save on gas, you need to buy an electric vehicle. So I'm a little confused on that. How do you save on gas, right? If you want to save on gas, you have to buy an electric vehicle. So does it mean that you're going to still be getting gas if you buy an electric vehicle? I mean, I couldn't believe it when he first said this. Well, I can. Listen to what he says. It's an extremely short clip.
We also were able to make it cheaper to get an electric vehicle if you want to save money on gas.
We made it cheaper to get an electric vehicle if you want to save more money on gas. What does that mean? I think he's suffering from Fettermanism. Fettermanism. I think that's what he's suffering from, right? I think he's suffering from that, because what does that even mean? It doesn't mean anything. And you know what? They're saying that they made electric vehicles cheaper. They actually didn't, because again, when they made the electric vehicles, they said they were going to give a 7,000 tax credit for if you purchase an electric vehicle, but then the companies that are selling these electric vehicles raised the prices $7,000. So there is no relief. They didn't make it cheaper. It's all a facade. It's all a game. And a whole bunch of people on the left go like, oh, great. This is great. I get 7,000 tax credit. And then they're going to look, not realizing that it was raised $7,000. I don't think these people use any brain cells, or they don't have any brain cells left. To give another example of not being able to use brain cells, the mayor and the governor of New York, right? The mayor of New York, Adams, he's a complete idiot. He's complaining because because Abbott and Arizona, they're sending illegals there. And then you have the governor of New York saying that everything is even better now. All the crime is okay, but they actually advocated for these criminals to be out on the streets. And now that the criminals are out on the streets, they want to tell everybody that everything is a lot better. Listen to this report. This young man here, he's running against the Democrat in New York City. And he straight up says, you know, that they're the ones who's causing all of this. They let these criminals out. People are scared to even walk in the subway because they're afraid to get pushed out. They're going to get pushed out in front of the subway train by hardened criminals. And the Democrats are not going to do anything about it. Listen.
Well, Congressman, here's what Kathy Hochul, the current governor of New York, who you seek to defeat, says that she focuses on every day. Watch.
I focus on public safety all day long. I feel that we've really turned the corner. There's an energy and a vitality out there that was not out there just a few months ago.
It wasn't out there a few months ago. It's actually gotten worse since a few months ago. The crime is going through the roof. People are leaving because of the crime. They can't take it anymore. It's a problem.
I really do think we're in a good place.
Good place. Reaction.
There is no good place.
Laura, you try to share that story with the woman who, when she has to ride the New York City subway, she hugs a pole or grabs a guardrail because she's afraid of being pushed in front of an oncoming subway car. I was just in Crown Heights where the Jewish community was gathering because they're suffering from all sorts of violent anti-Semitic attacks after another. Americans Against Anti-Semitism just came out with a report over the last hundreds of anti-Semitic incidents that took place in New York, only one person served one day in prison. There are many examples where that story just doesn't ring true.
Yeah. Tonight, elderly man slashed in head by machete-wielding disturbed woman with a slew of prior arrests in the New York Post. All right. This is completely out of control. People, you keep voting for this. This is what you're going to get. Congressman,
You know what? That's so true. And my question is why are people continuously voting for this? Can someone please explain that to me? Do they not know what's happening? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that the people in New York and California and Chicago and other liberal blue states, maybe they don't know that is happening. Maybe they don't know the reason why the gas prices went through the roof. Maybe they believe it was Russia.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Maybe they believe it was Putin. But if Putin if Putin actually was controlling our gas prices here in the United States of America, how when did Putin allow the gas prices to go back down? Someone please explain that one to me. Because I know there's trolls out there that are thinking, well, because the gas prices went up because of Putin and because of Ukraine, right? If that was true, then why is Putin allowing the gas prices to go down some in America right now? If he controls it, these people are completely idiots. They're idiotic. Talking about somebody else who's completely idiotic. Well, guess what? The troll's favorite president in the past went back to the White House. And he's up there and he's talking about Biden's achievements and he's happy. And there's some of the stuff I can't even put on here because of what they're saying. But I want y'all to listen to this last little tidbit. How many of you right now think that your 401k is a lot better than it was under President Trump? How many of you think that the crime in the country is a lot better now than it was under President Trump? How many of you think that the southern border is more secure now than it was under President Trump? How many of you are happy about the high food prices when you go to the grocery store now than it was under President Trump? How many of you think that all of this is so much better? How many of you actually think that? Seriously, this is a serious question. How many people think that America is better now than it was under President Trump? It's not a trick question.
To advance social justice and to promote.
And of course, social justice comes out right off the bat right here. Social justice, right?
To advance social justice and to promote economic fairness. Thanks to your decency and thanks to your strength.
And he's talking to Brandon here. He's talking to Joe Brandon. Listen to him.
Maybe most of all, thanks to your faith in our democracy.
And again, he says in our democracy. Y'all need to pay attention to that because they say this all the time. They say our democracy. They don't say the democracy of the United States of America. They say our democracy because he should just say to our party. And it's not their party is not a democracy. Their party is not the Democratic Party. It's the Democrat Party. There is a clear difference. But so many people think, well, no, it's the Democratic Party. There's nothing democratic about them. But listen to this. And I know a lot of y'all can't stand to hear this demonic dude's voice. Okay, I know many of y'all can't stand to hear it. But listen to what he says, because it's important. Because he's literally on here spewing out these lies. Like it's nothing. They lie so easily. They lie just like breathing. Listen.
Maybe most of all, thanks to your faith in our democracy and the American people. The country's better off than when you took office.
The country is better off than when you took office. Are you serious?
And we should all be deeply grateful for that. So thank you so much.
Really? Really? So high gas prices, high food prices, more crime, more issues on the southern border, the fentanyl that's coming across the border, killing more kids since 2021, more people ever destroyed by this drug, and the country is better off. Do you understand what I'm telling you? This is the total lies that they constantly put out there. And who's actually believing it? You'd be surprised. There are actually people that believe this nonsense. There's actual people out there that believe this stupidity, believe the lies. And it's growing. It's growing. You can't even show people the truth any longer. Because if you show them the truth, or if you tell them the truth, they'll say that you're lying. A man cannot get pregnant. Some people say that I'm lying. And they go, well, it's a matter of opinion. There's no matter of opinion on that. Do you understand the state and the situation the nation is in right now? And it's not even just our nation. It's the world. A man cannot get pregnant. A biological man cannot get pregnant. It is a lie for them to say otherwise, but they do it. They constantly do it. Let me give you another example of people straight up lying and don't even care about lying. You have the MSDNC crew. And I want you to listen to Unjoyful Reed as she tries to make an analogy of a bank robber robbing a bank, taking the money home, and then spending it. Comparing this, what she's doing is she's comparing a bank robber to President Trump having documents that he can declassify as president at Mar-a-Lago. You can't make this stuff up. The analogy that she's coming up with is completely false, is fraudulent. She's pushing the narrative, trying to say and paint the brush with that say that President Trump is a criminal. That's all they're doing here. And I know y'all can't stand it, but y'all need to listen to this stuff. Because if you don't listen, you know what it's like? It's like watching the History Channel when they put Hitler on there. And a lot of times in the past, I've tried to watch all of the ones that I've seen, right? And every time if I see a new one that I haven't seen, I kind of get glued to the tube. And they're showing the history of that monster. Here's some monsters here you need to know because this is how they think as a whole. Listen to this.
That if I went into a bank and robbed it, brought the money home, took it home, and then went and spent a bunch of it and bought a Birkin bag and a car and all sorts of things, and the feds came to take it, I couldn't then say, hold up. I'm going to need you to get a special master, and they're going to need to go through all this stuff because that's my bag.
That's not the same. That is clearly not the same thing. And you can see the black dude over there with the marshmallow puff on his head. He's going, because he's a total idiot too.
And that's my car, and that's my money. How on earth could a judge who made it through law school think that Donald Trump can take the property of the government, the federal government, take it home, and then have to have a special master decide whether they can investigate him?
Again, it has nothing to do with a bank robbery. President Trump could declassify any document that he wants to. And one of the documents that they're complaining about, allegedly, is the love letter from Kim Jong-un, right? And President Trump has made it clear multiple times when they came back in June, even before they came, they showed up in June, because they actually scheduled a time to go to Mar-a-Lago back in June. He said, take whatever you want, whatever you need. Why in the world would they ask him to make sure this particular room was more secure? Put a padlock or something on it. Why would they even suggest that? They already knew what was there. They already knew. And look at her. She got that demonic look on her. These people, they don't care about the truth. They only have one agenda. And again, President Trump living rent-free in their heads because they have to make it, they have to have the American people believe all of the lies that they're spewing out there. Listen to this.
Because she's biased and corrupt. Like, I don't know what to tell everybody anymore. Like, I've been saying this since he took office. When you allow Republicans to control the courts, you get nothing.
You hearing this? See, he's referring to the Supreme Court as well. He's saying if you allow the Republicans to rule the courts, you get nothing. The only reason why you're not happy and with your getting because you want President Trump to be locked up. You want women to be able to murder children left and right without any consequences. You don't want people to be responsible for their actions. That's what this is all about. And they're literally talking about judges. You've had judges in the past that actually overturned the votes of American people. In California, the people in California said no to sodomy marriage, same-sex marriage. The entire state said no. A total communist federal judge said that the people didn't know what they were voting for, so I'm going to overturn it. Regardless of what the people voted for, that's what they want. They want judges to come in and shut it down. Talking about corruption, you had the state of Florida and the state of Texas tell and put legislation, laws on the books, right? They were actually proceeding with it to tell the big tech companies that you cannot censor the American people. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. Well, they found a corrupt, liberal, communist federal judge to overturn it. And then they turned around and said that it was free speech being taken away from the tech companies. How was that free speech being taken away from them by them censoring us?
Trump judges do not believe in the rule of law. They do not believe in precedent. They do not believe in facts. They do not believe in logic. They just believe in whatever is going to help Donald Trump. And they've proven it again and again and again. So when I say that you cannot trust Trump judges, I don't know what more evidence you need for that fact, right? Like, look, the argument that he has executive privilege is so what the scientists would call stupid.
Wait a minute. I thought if
that it's difficult to explain it, right?
Okay, wait a minute. So I correct me if I'm wrong, everybody, but I thought if scientists was looking at something and they really couldn't explain something, they would say it's a theory, not stupid, right? That the whole point of science is to try to investigate stuff and try to figure out stuff, but they don't call, like, for example, the structure of DNA, that a lot of scientists, after they saw the structure of DNA, a lot of scientists says there has to be a God because that's the only way we can explain it. They didn't call it stupid. But until they figured that out, they said it was a theory on different things. Can we do this? Can we do that? Can we find out this? It's a theory, not stupid. He's the one that's stupid.
Like, the idea that, first of all, privilege goes to the current president. We only have one president at a time, so it's not Trump's privilege to have. But even if it was, as you pointed out, with Bill Barr, who believes that the executive of the United States is something closer to a king than a president, even Bill Barr says that if he had a privilege, that privilege still goes with the government, not with Trump. And so these documents belong in the archives. It'd be like,
So he's talking about President Trump executive privileges, right? But they allow Obama to have executive privileges. And then on top of that, Joe Brandon actually had to sign document to exclude President Trump from having executive privileges over this subpoena. The same one that he didn't know about. It's been reported that he signed off on it. And then he was asked, did you know that they were going to do this? He was like, nope, I didn't know. Didn't know anything about it. But he signed off on it. That's the information that they're leaving out. They're leaving out the fact that Biden signed something for this particular case here that President Trump would not have executive privileges. That's what he's referring to. But they always leave key information out to mislead and deceive the American people.
Like if Trump's call for executive privilege over the plane and then parked the plane, Air Force One, at Mar-a-Lago. Can't do that. Even if it was his, we'd have the right to take it back. But when you allow Trump judges to infect the system, these are the kinds of decisions you get. And people, and this is my last point, people in the media need to stop standing for these Trump judges, need to stop pretending that these Trump judges are like the rest of the judicial system, right? They have to stop carrying water for them and start calling them out as they are, corrupt, leave behind gifts from the Trump administration to destroy the rule of law.
Y'all hearing this? And I know that some of y'all are like, I can't stand this dude. I don't like him either, because he's actually pretty racist. He goes on and he spews nonsense. He wants to do away with the U.S. Constitution. He literally said the U.S. Constitution is racist, and it's not. right? Because they want to do away with anything that allows Americans to have freedom. And Joyful Reid, she's still spewing the same rhetoric, the same nonsense. And they wonder why people are not even, you know, caring to watch them any longer. And of course, they got their base that completely brainwashed and completely stupid to all of it, that will constantly watch it day in and day out, never look the other way, right? Don't even question what they're being told. Don't even question it. And see, that's where we as Americans, true Americans, yes, I said that, true Americans, because these Democrats, they're not true Americans. These Democrats, they're happy to burn the American flag, and not for freedom of speech. They want to burn it because they said that America is being oppressive. That's what they say. That's literally what they say. Did y'all hear Joe Brandon today? Joe Brandon, apparently he's going before the Democrat convention, I guess. And is, you know, he's speaking before a whole bunch of Democrats, and he's pretty much trying to rally all of them up together to go out and do stupid stuff, right? And he's lying to every last one of them. This is like the biggest. They constantly say that President Trump was lying, and they only said it because they wanted people to believe that he was lying when he wasn't lying. But this dude, he's deliberately lying. And majority of the liberal media don't say anything, right? But it's like they're starting to say something because actually they want Joe Biden to go away because he's not helping them. His approval rating is so low in the dirt, I think they fudged the numbers just to know that he possibly, you know, have a halfway heartbeat going on. But I want y'all to listen to what he says here, because he's actually going to spew out lies saying that Republicans don't want the drugs for Americans to go down. They don't want certain Americans to have benefits. He's literally lying, because when President Trump was in office, and I remember this, I'll never forget. When I was living in California, there was this lady that has a child that had to get these EpiPens. And she was telling me under Obama, sometimes the EpiPens were like $1,200. She said it was so ridiculous. She said we had to get assistance to get an EpiPen, right? And she said when President Trump came in office, he changed it, made it where it was affordable. She said, I could buy EpiPens for my son, right? Easily. And then Joe Brandon came, and then guess what? The EpiPens went through the roof again. And now they're struggling to get an EpiPen to save the child to save the life of their child. They're lying. Listen to what he says here. Listen,
but every single Republican, House and Senate, every single one, every Republican in the House, every Republican in the Senate, they voted against it. Everyone. Look, hear this, America. Every single Republican voted against lowering prescription drug costs. Everyone. Against lowering health care costs. Everyone. Against tackling the climate crisis, everyone. Against lower energy costs. Against creating good paying jobs. Against a fair tax system. Every single one. Now every single American needs to return the favor and vote them out of office.
You know what he did there? See, and the Democrats do this every single time. And actually, some Republicans got caught up in it. Some Republicans, and I'm going to give you an example. You know how they were doing the vet bill not too long ago? And people were sending me messages saying, Will, how come the Republicans aren't behind this veteran bill to help the vets out? The reason being is because they tacked on a whole bunch of garbage. And just like they did there, they tack on a whole bunch of other garbage to the bill, right? And said, well, we can't support this because you're tacking on all this other garbage. Remove all this other garbage, and then, yeah, we can get behind it. But see, the Democrats, they do this every single time. And you know what? The Republicans do it too. That's the way they play politics. They tack on different things, saying, well, hey, hey, Republicans, if you want this, you got to pass this as well. And you got to pass this, and you got to pass this, and you got to pass that. They do it all the time. So then when they find something that the Republican, the Democrats want and the Republicans are not going to get behind it, they tack all this other stuff into it. Then they can turn around and say the Republicans didn't want lower costs on medication, which is not true. They can say that the Republicans didn't want you to have Social Security, which is not true. The only thing when it comes to Social Security, the Republicans want to get it out of the hands of the Democrats who have been spending your Social Security money. You pay Social Security in, and then they spend it. And they want to get it out of the hands of the government. Does that make sense to you? If the government is going to continue spending your Social Security, that's why they raised the age. If I'm not mistaken, the retiring age used to be 55. Then it went up to 65 and 75, and it's going up, right? Because they spent it. They spent your money. Then they take your money, and then they spend it on whatever else that they want to spend it on that does not benefit the American people, but it goes to woke programs that doesn't do anything to help out America. And they're lying, saying that Republicans don't want you to have Social Security. The Republicans want you to be able to keep your Social Security. That's the difference. And on top of that, Tim Scott, he wanted to put it in place to where the government will look at Social Security every 5 years to find out if there's anything that's wrong with it and to fix it. Joe Biden lies.
And when you think I'm talking about radical Republicans coming, look, they're coming at your Social Security. You think I'm kidding? Look, just go read the only election year plan the Republicans have put out this year. Rick Scott from Florida, the guy who's in charge of the electing Republicans in the United States Senate, wrote it in black and white and did it also in the Wall Street Journal article. He wants to require Congress to vote on the future of Social Security every 5 years, which means that if you don't affirmatively vote for it, it is out of existence.
Now, don't they constantly vote on the national debt every year? Or, you know, they want to, you know, have to refund the government. Don't they do that like every 6 months, it seems like, every year? You know how they're constantly talking about pushing the can, kicking the can down the road, right? Because they said if they don't pass it, then people in the government don't get paid. Don't they vote on that constantly? See, it's already a corrupt system, and he's saying that we need to look at it every 5 years to make sure that they are not doing fraudulent stuff with it. But again, Joe Brandon and the Democrats, they leave that tidbit information out.
Not a joke now. Check it out. I'm not making it up. I spoke to a large labor crowd a month ago, and they didn't believe it, so I put it up on a big board. Exactly what they said.
Does he even know how to operate the big board? I'm just asking the question.
Think about it. I mean, every 5 years, the Congress has to vote to change, cut, reduce, or entirely eliminate Social Security. If they do nothing, it goes out of existence. How does that make you feel? Knowing that some of our MAGA Republicans are going to be moving hard.
Some of our MAGA Republicans. You know, he's constantly talking about the MAGA Republicans. And I put a comment, I think I put it on Facebook or Twitter. I can't remember exactly. I put it multiple places, I think. And I asked this question. I'm going to ask it right now. And leave me a comment what you think. Who's not a MAGA Republican? Minus Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, Mitt Romney, Mitch McConnell, right? Lindsey Graham, Dan Crenshaw, and sometimes McCarthy. Who's not a MAGA Republican? I mean, I really want to know that. I really want to know the answer to that. Who do you know out there right there that's not a MAGA Republican other than the rhinos that I just listed off? I'd like to know, because as far as I know, the party is now the MAGA Party. It's the MAGA Republican Party. It is what it is. And they're trying to put a stigma on MAGA. Like, making America great again is all of a sudden bad. Why is it such a bad deal? Why is it such an issue? Why? Can we not have a great America? America is not what it was under President Trump. It's terrible now. And everyone's admitting it. We're all seeing it and we're all feeling it. But they'd like for all of us to believe opposite. And, you know, he can't go a day now without talking whatever intern is putting on the teleprompter. The intern, whoever's doing it, hates Republicans with a passion. And they say, oh, the MAGA, whoever the intern. It's probably that dude that's bouncing around in the White House acting real flamboyant. He's probably one writing all this stuff for Joe Brandon. Listen what he says about the MAGA Republicans here.
Democrats, independents, and mainstream Republicans have to be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy than the MAGA Republicans are to literally destroying American power. You just have to vote. We have to vote. You have to organize, mobilize, get out the vote. You just need to remember who we are. We are the United States of America. And there's nothing beyond our capacity if we do it together. So let's get moving.
This is the same demonic party that is okay with burning the American flag because they said it's oppressive. It's the same demonic party that is coming after your children because they want your children to be something other than what God has created them. It's the same demonic party that has basically destroyed our economy. The same one. And they're expecting all of us to get out and support them. This doesn't make any sense. I'm asking you, make it make sense. Make it make sense. These people are evil. They're straight up evil. And you know who else is really evil? Kathy Griffin. And I'm pretty sure y'all seen this, right? How many? Can I get a show of hands that haven't seen Kathy Griffin's last stupid comment? I know she's probably made one since she put the last one out there, but the last one, I was going to try to get it up, put up on the screen, but I took a screenshot of it. I took a screenshot of it, and I was just really kind of surprised why the... if the FBI... Let me put it this way. If a Republican said anything what she said, you know what? Actually, give me a second. I'm going to put it up on the screen. If y'all can, you know, we'll see. Let's see if a black man know how to work the internet here and push buttons. And we'll do this. Let me see. We're going to do this right now. And I'm going to put it up on the screen because this is what Kathy Griffin said. And this is not anything what Republicans have ever called for. Now, Republicans may see it coming, but Republicans have never called for it, right? So let me share this with you. I think it's pretty important to share it. And I'm gonna put this on my screen here. We're gonna make this happen. Because when she said this, automatically the FBI should have shown up. There's no excuse why the FBI would not show up at her doorstep after making this comment. There's no excuse for it. None at all. All right, here we go. Let me put up on the screen. Like that. Bam. Y'all see this? If you don't want a civil war, vote for Democrats in November. Of course, she didn't say Democrats. I did because that's what they are. That's what she is. If you do want civil war, vote Republican. Now, my question is, imagine if a Republican put that same comment out there, put that same message. What is she actually saying here, right? What is she saying? She's saying that if you don't want civil war, just like in the Summer of Love 2020, when they were going around destroying everything, they wanted all of us to believe that in order to fix it, to stop all of the violence in the summer of love, that we have to remove President Trump. That was the whole thing. That whole thing was political. It had nothing to do with George Floyd. They just used that as the mechanism to spark the flames. And they want another one. They want another one. But they're going at it a different way this time. But this right here, she's saying that if Republicans win, we can expect the Democrats to go to civil war. That's what she's saying. That's literally what she's saying right there. If we don't, if you don't want civil war, vote, if you do, sorry, if you do want civil war, vote Republican. That's what she's saying. If you want a civil war, then you vote Republican. We'll give it to you. But if you don't want one, vote Democrat. And we'll just keep doing the demonic things that we're continuously doing. And we'll, everything will be okay. How is this not inciting violence? Because you know somebody looking at this, that's a total communist, they're like, yeah. They've already started going and spray painting on the doors of Republican buildings, calling them fascists because of the rhetoric from Joe Brandon. Literally doing it. How many times have y'all heard any of the DNC buildings, the Democrats, right? Their facilities. How many times have you seen reports of their facility being spray paint with just obscenities? How many times? Zero. None. Nada. It doesn't happen. Why? Because Republicans believe that you should have freedoms even if we don't like what your ideals are. Republicans believe that. And it's going to end up biting Republicans because, see, Democrats don't believe that you should have freedoms. The only freedoms that Democrats think that you should have are the freedoms that they give you. And you have to believe the way they do, or you don't have the choice, or you should not be allowed to have freedoms. They want to put us in camps. She's literally calling for violence here. And look at that. When I took a screenshot of this, it was 17,000 likes, and this is on Twitter. Maybe more than half of them are bots, but still. Someone orchestrated those bots to hit the like button on it. 17,000. And then they try to say that the MAGA Republicans don't want the rule of law. The MAGA Republicans don't adhere to the Constitution. The MAGA Republicans want to incite political violence. Really? Nothing but lies. Nothing but lies. They lie every single opportunity they get. All right, let me say thank you to a few people before I bounce out of here. Thank you so much for not being afraid to hit that share button. I really do appreciate you. I really do appreciate you. Michelle, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Kathy, thank you. And then Wendy, thank you. Michelle, thank you. Sherry, thank you. Kevin, thank you so much. Nancy, thank you for the blessing. Ruby, thank you. The new, thank you. Susan, thank you so much. Latoya, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. Cheryl, thank you. LSC, not sure what it means, but thank you so much for the blessing. Kevin, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. Okay, I think that is it. Thank you, everybody, for joining me this evening. Please do me a favor, share this video out. Share this video out. I really do appreciate it. And if you are, again, on the audio podcast, I really appreciate you. Go to uniteamericafirst.com. Sign up for the audio podcast. It's right there on the front page. Just scroll down a little bit, and you can see all the podcasts that I've been putting out there. And I want to thank you so much for being here this evening. And again, thank you so much for sharing the video. Reality check. The book,